28th of October 2019. Dear listeners of our daily meditations, when questions of the audience are asked, which might be of general interest, I decide toward the end of the month to answer them in the daily meditations. Today, two questions. First, is it necessary to speak liberation prayers if you have Freemasonic ancestors? Do we carry the consequence of the sins of our ancestors? Do intergenerational loads exist? It is highly recommended to speak prayers of liberation when such a past weighs on the family. Masonic associations are groups. When we look with the eyes of faith to them, they have more or less indirectly engaged in bad spirits. These spirits leave their mark, and if they consist only in the fact that one finds a more difficult access to the Catholic faith, or can only affirm it in the relativizing and non-binding manner. It cannot be said that because ancestors were associated with such groups, one is now possessed or is under the direct influence of dark powers. If one does not actively participate in Freemasonry, attends their events and takes up their ideas and makes a decision for the direction of mind, then it must be assumed that the influence cannot penetrate into the inner part of the soul. Carrying the sins of the ancestors can only consist in the burden that a sinful way of life can have for all family members. That means a negative influence, but not the consequences of sins. This seems to me to be a misconception that does not correspond to the freedom we receive through the Lord. It may become clear, for example, if we take the burdens that an alcoholic passes on the family. You grow up in this bad atmosphere, experience the uncertainties and derailments. The abnormality seems to become the normal at some point. This can create a situation in which it is easier to turn to alcohol. But it would be wrong to think that one himself now also becomes an alcoholic for the sake of circumstances. The burden of sin lies on us that one also will be an alcoholic. We can free ourselves from such an influence and carry the emotional effects to God. We can, of course, ask for liberation for the people and also have to deal with shadows that can weigh on us as a result. But we are not responsible for other people's guilt, even if they are very near to us. Second question, how can one preserve purity? We are already grateful that such a question is being asked at all, because in the present development in the world, and unfortunately also increasingly in the church, purity is no longer an issue at all and is even rather ridiculed in terms of the sexual dimension. But purity and chastity is a very high value. Last but not least, we admire this value especially with the Virgin Mary. In doing so, I have already drawn attention to an enormous amount of assistance, as I have done also in the relation to Saint Jeanne d'Arc. If we call upon Our Lady and Saint Jeanne d'Arc, we will be able to experience their help immediately if we suffer concrete challenges to purity. I assume that the question is primarily related to sexual purity, although we cannot separate it from other forms of purity. It is clear that a fundamental decision must be taken to protect one's purity from being hurt. Then there are some protective measures. A. The rejection of temptations against purity must begin in thoughts. As soon as impure thoughts appear, it is time to immediately enter into inner prayer and call on the Holy Spirit. B. When unclean feelings arise, one must pray all the more intimately and usually also for a longer period of time, also called to the Holy Spirit, until the feelings are tamed. C. Neither the eye nor the ear is to borrow impure things, nor listen to unclean jokes. Special vigilance on the internet and television is necessary. Don't watch movies that have impure scenes. Then, of course, the selection is significantly reduced. D. Take care of the weak points. Unpure thoughts may be easier arrive before bedtime, for example. Take appropriate protective measures such as prayer, Bible reading, and so on. Be also careful with greater alcohol consumption, as the doors for the impure area open more easily. E. Lead a life of good balance in order to keep life clear. This affects all areas because we will learn to be master in our own house. F. Ask for the prayers of other Christians without necessarily having to say the reason. G. Never despair when you have lost the battle and flee into the merciful heart of our Lord. At the same time, we can ask the Lord to show us where we were not attentive enough and take measures for the next attack. And last, if we notice in our depths that the impurity still attracts us, then this area is consciously handed over to God again and again, and to ask for liberation.
Today we hear the very ancient Marian prayer, "Under your protection, O Mother of God, we commend ourselves." Спаси нас.
Пресвятая Богородице, спаси.